Everybody, welcome back. It's your boy Roger, and I got my fucking homie here.
Yes,
not just any homie though. We got big homie.cc in the house tonight, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming here, taking the time. I know you got a lot of things on your plate right now. Big homie.cc is just happens to be the most viral YouTube sensation. I almost want to say internet sensation going on right now, and he's got some of the craziest shit that we're about to talk about today. And I'm so fucking excited. I'm so fucking excited. So we're going to kind of start a little bit slow, though, and then we're going to kind of ramp ourselves up, right? Because I want to know about you. All right. So where did you grow up? Where are you from, bro?
I'm from Chicago, bro. 79th. I'm a Gresham baby. I'm a 79th Street baby. I grew up in the Gresham area. I went to Ruggles, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Chicago.
No shit.
I'm also from Cleveland though, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I consider two places home, you know, Chicago, I consider Cleveland home. You know, I lived out here. I was here with Iman Shumpert when they won the championship, you feel me? He put me in a nice condo, stuff like that. That was a little too bougie for me. I ended up moving over to the east side. You feel me? Over there kicking it. Shout out my boy Lim. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy Enzo. Shout out my boy Philio. We in the city right now. We working.
When you were in Cleveland, were you going to a lot of Cavs games?
You know, bro, I tell people call me when it's dangerous. Like, I'm not really trying to be at the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't have hella tickets. I never went to no games like that.
No, I get it.
Shout out my boy Sean.
Well, that's what I think. What is like so interesting about you is how you move, and I don't know anybody that moves like you.
For sure.
You know what I mean? You move in a very different way, and I think maybe growing up in Chicago and in that area. I mean, it's Chirac,
right?
That's crazy,
right?
I'm from Rocky River, bro. The whitest, most suburban area you ever fucking been in your whole life. You know
for
what
sure,
I'm saying?
Sure,
a black dude walks through my area, everybody's like, "Whoa,
what the hell?
What the fuck is going on here?" Call the police, man. He walking down the street.
Oh my god.
So, anyways, but I just kind of want to jump into this with you right
now.
Let's get it. So. WAC 100,
right.
Loose Cannon
right.
are talking some crazy shit
yeah.
on No Jumper, on YouTube. They're talking all this dumb shit, right?
Right.
And I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you just showed us exclusively over here.
Right. So, you know, you got to keep them exclusives when you come to the land.
Yeah.
You got to pay homage, bro. I feel like that's a lost art. I feel like paying homage and spreading the ball, passing the ball is a lost art. So I wanted to make sure when I came here, you know, I made sure I learned a lot from this city. I learned a lot from the people here. Like, where I come from, Chicago is very segregated. Here in Cleveland, everybody lived together, all different nationalities and races. So, yeah, you know, when I came home, I had to make sure we made a splash. We got some big things in store for the city, for sure. Shout out to the land.
You've been... I think one of the few people around that understand, you know, the politics maybe in Chicago, Cleveland, LA,
right?
And I think that's what makes this situation so unique.
Absolutely.
And I think it makes it unique. And I'll say this, not that you're saying this, but in Chicago and in Cleveland, guys, that shit doesn't fly.
No, it's a way. I tell people like the streets is way more advanced.
Yeah.
The politics is way different. It's hot or cold. Either you love it or you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So we know being out here from Chicago, you go a lot further being loved.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that WAC 100 do on that COINTELPRO type of activity, you're not going to last. You know, you cannot pull these type of schematics and antics the way he's doing it in a place like this. And that footage that we making exclusive.
You know, oh, man, that's amazing.
That showed the truth. Because, you know, I found out that you was getting disrespected by them. Enzo had told me that. We're going to get that get back for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, though, I just want people to know, to get my initial message out, I had to throw some people under the bus, and it worked. You know, I will never invent or embellish or tell any lies, because a coward dies 1,000 deaths. A gangster only died once. Point blank, period. So we finna get right into it. I'm gonna tell you right now, bro, it ain't no restrictions. Ask whatever you wanna ask.
I mean, my biggest question right now is we have this situation here where Loose Cannon is talking out both sides of his mouth. I mean that's really, we're just gonna hit it right off the bat there, because
can I tag somebody in for this, right?
You can tag whoever you want.
Somebody get Filio.
Philio, let's go, baby. Where you at?
So, hey, what the dealio? It's your boy Philio. I'm here with Big Homie .cc and Rise Pod.
Grab him a chair. Grab him a chair. Bring him in. Bring him in. Because we can cross. Sure we can cross him over.
I made sure that bro got this exclusive footage.
Oh, no. We love it. We love it.
Hey, Lil Scoochie. My bad.
Go ahead. Go. No. It's going over.
My bad.
Yeah. Lil Scoochie, baby.
My bad. Philio got the flow, man.
Luz Coochie.
My bad. But,
let's get right to it. No,
don't
spare nothing.
So, Luz Coochie, first off, a real live Pyro who had to put in work to get respect from the 60s has vouched that four members of the Rolling 60s don't know you.
Never seen them.
Never seen you. Now, when I say CC, Big Homie .cc, that means Cleveland and California.
Hello.
So a big homie
I heard.
Who put in 18 years said that 460s don't know you. You a John.
You a John, my boy.
One. Two, I verbally heard and physically seen you say that whenever I speak Big CC name in the interview, I show the utmost respect to him. And then Big Dugar, he said you a fucking lie. And then you followed up with, man, we need you to get with the money team because we can get money together. Now, Luz Cannon, my bad. what I do know is...
Luz Coochie's the craziest nickname ever, bro.
Thick of it so the real ones can show you why they sick of it. We portrayed you to be a whole different individual. I mean, you pistol whipping man and making them strip naked, talking about putting thumbs in niggas' butts, talking about sweetheart. I don't know... Where I come from, all that is fraudulent and
gay
activity. But one thing I can say is everything that Big Homie .cc, my brethren right here, has said, he has been able to show proof. Matter of fact, what's crazy the most is I heard WAC 100 had a teleportation device from Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's
correct.
Yeah. You know, he got a Starlink hookup,
mm-hmm.
and he got a device attached mm-hmm. to his phone. If he type a certain code, he can teleport.
So that teleportation didn't work because while Luz Coochie was throwing up the deuces, teleportation whack couldn't get the fuck.
Teleportation whack is crazy. Hey, Philio got to cook. Let Philio cook.
He couldn't get out the situation. Now, at Champs. It was a real business situation, and Big Homie .cc was there with his conglomerates trying to make a business move, but like ran into y'all.
They said it was an airport.
That's crazy because the only airport was y'all trying to fly the fuck out the building from a 6'6", 400-pound gorilla.
See,
when you meet a unit and you a chimpanzee can't stand up to a gorilla, and a loose coochie can't stand up to a hard dick. So, Loose Cannon... I'm sorry to let you know, we dropping the exclusive footage of you copping deuces. Big Homie .cc, Dugar. Listen, we know, and a real Pyro who earned his respect from the 60s can vouch that the 60s don't know you. You a John. I'm from Cleveland talking California politics.
And he only talking these politics because, I'm going to tell y'all something, Philio approached this situation completely unbiased.
Non-biased, for real.
And he didn't react like this until he seen the facts.
Luz Coochie, I thought you just punched
on
shit.
And you got to remember something, just for clarification on this whole entire thing for everybody.
Is
the reality of it is this. For Philio and I, this all became a situation where we were given YouTube videos to watch of what you were saying, spewing bullshit out of both sides of your mouth. And then... What did we get here? We got the exclusive, baby. So, what do we call that,
imagine
Philio?
Imagine bullshit not being bullshit.
And then
Luz Coochie over here.
And so now we see what it is.
Internet bullshit. But guess what,
Big Homie did? You have multiple sets, bro, saying that you're a John. And I'm a white boy from Rocky River, so you know what I mean?
I want to show y'all something. Listen, y'all. It's your boy Philio with the dealio. Fucking with a silly hoe. Shout out, sorry, not sorry, Ari in the building, Russ in the building. I'm about to show y'all something right now. And this is what validation... And facts and receipts mean everything to y'all because y'all believe anything. Y'all believe Luz Coochie. My bad again. Luz Cannon. Y'all believe this guy. But let me show y'all something real quick, and I'm going to let them get in the thick of it.
It don't matter about that. When niggas is wrong, your ass don't tell them they bogus. And that nigga whack ass be bogus. No, you don't, folks. Your ass be clout chasing too, nigga. Fuck is you talking about, bro?
The only stories I tell is about my life.
You
Bro, you didn't write no song for Beyonce, bro. You ain't write no song for Beyonce,
listen
bro.
Listen closely.
And then you want to talk about we supposed to get on money team. Loose, you done dissed all type of shit. How the fuck we going to get on money team with you?
And we told you.
Let's get on money team. But nigga, you done overly dissed.
Overly dissed.
Man, you the overly this gang. You let this internet. You let this internet.
A loose coochie ain't
you
shit.
You let this.
Wait, hold on. Man, come down to interviews and stuff like that. I made sure that I almost respected CC and told Cuz with Adam and everybody else, like, this nigga is the truth.
Loose, you a damn lie. You a fucking lie, nigga. You answer a lot of my. Hey, hold on. Let me say this. Let me say this, though. Loose. Fuck what he talk. Fuck you talk. We talk. Nigga, you can't tell. I watch everything you do, nigga. I'm on your ass. Listen, I know what you do. Loose, you not for the shit in my cereal. And tell me a cinnamon toast crunch, gang.
Should I rise?
You ain't finna do that, gang. You not for the shit in my fucking cereal and tell me a cinnamon toast crunch, gang. Ooh. You ain't finna do that, gang. You said it's up. Mm. You the one
when
said
the Mercedes get on you, what's that? Fuck no.
All right, so make sure you get wild. Make sure you get wild.
He said he never said that.
Make sure you get wild. I'm on your ass. That nigga copping, please. I scared niggas. I told this nigga. And I told
it. Hey. For a man to tell you you ain't about to shit in my cereal and tell you it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, let you know that you ain't about to piss on my head and tell me it's raining.
Now, see?
He told him as soon as he said, I always show Big CC the most love. Stop fucking lying. Which means loose coochie, ain't nobody trying to fuck with you.
You got the wrong one on him now. The wrong one on
him. Yo, loose coochie's that. Diabolical,
loose
bro.
Loose coochie is loose crazy. Because crazy. I heard, hey, no, but I heard loose coochie from a real Pyro.
Oh, no.
Remember.
Wait. A real Pyro.
A real Pyro who had to put in work to get respected.
Yeah,
all right,
let's just clarify. Yeah. Not somebody who appointed themselves in PC, right?
He had to put in work with the 60s to get respect from the 60s. So once he got love and respect from them, every one of them said, that's a John. We don't know, partner. Yeah. What I'm going to do is let Raj Pod and BigHomie.cc get back in the thick of it. But if you hear from Philio, you hearing what's real, man. Oh, no. I just showed y'all. We gonna give you the zoom in, zoom out, sound in, sound out, loose coochie, which means he fucked.
And he been fucked too.
And he threw up the deuces while Whack 100 was trying to teleport. I'll be right back.
Hey, we appreciate you coming, Philio. For real, man. We appreciate you coming in here. We needed you here, bro.
Y'all just heard. Yep. A real Cleveland pillar. You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget, we got Russ and Sorry Not Sorry Ari getting all the info, all the exclusive. If you check their page, check BigHomie.cc page, check Raj Pod, check Philio 216 and in the building, Flocko in the building. Russ and Sorry Not Sorry Ari got everything y'all need. Hey, Loose Cannon, what's his name? Loose what?
Loose the Goofy.
Loose the Goofy. The loose is coochie.
And a loose coochie ain't worth nothing. Phone
man, ain't that the truth?
Trump the deuces because you're soft, man. You're charming.
Charming. So y'all heard it from Philio, man. We live in the land right now. Shout out to the whole gang.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important thing for everybody to understand and everybody to see is that you have a situation there where somebody goes on the No Jumper podcast and talks out both sides of their mouth. And you know, with all due respect, I mean... actually, with no respect, fuck that. I can't believe that you did that shit. I mean, it's just pathetic and it's gross. And guess what? I mean, and here's the other thing is, Whack, you're a grown man, dude. Totally grown. You're an old man, actually.
57 years old.
Yeah, and you out here talking mad shit on some dumb shit. And then guess what? You out here hiding, bro. You hitting the teleportation device. What are you doing, dude? What the fuck are you doing, dude? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. And on that note, for me, it's like... You were disrespectful to me when I asked you to do my podcast.
And just to say this right now, you know, Raj has been a complete gentleman. You know, I can tell that he takes his profession seriously. He speaks eloquently. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, my boy Raj's face was turning red because he couldn't believe.
Man.
He couldn't believe.
That bitch is still red thinking about that. I'm hot about that.
My boy hot.
I'm hot about that shit, dude.
I'm going to tell you right now, Raj, the ghoul is rock with you, bro.
Man,
shout
I appreciate
shout
it.
Shout out Enzo, the Dot Connector, for lining this up. You feel me? I wanted to make sure I saved these exclusives when I got home to the land, for sure.
I appreciate you. And I had a question for you kind of on that, right?
What's up,
you know, and I appreciate the respect, right? I really do. And I think that's a great segue is Adam 22.
Right.
Loves to claim
right.
that he is like super tied in with Chirac and like
so all the. He tried to hire me to be a security.
That's what I don't understand. It's like I would never claim to be something I'm not. Okay. Like right. I claim to be a white boy from Rocky River, but that's true. You know what I mean? If you're Adam 22 and he's like, yeah, he's basically trying to tell people like, yo, I'm part of this. And he's not.
He's not part of
it. He's not part of any of it. Or, you know, he's a podcaster. That's it. Right? And he lets people fuck his wife, which is crazy too.
On camera, Adam 22 had a silicone mold made of his penis. And he took one of those molds and gifted it to WAC 100 on a stream.
No shit.
That's a humiliation ritual. And Adam's last name is M-A-I-S-O-N. He comes from a family of Masons. His family is attached to several government programs. And it's of my belief that there's a transnational sex trafficking and sex slavery ring that operates across the world with impunity because they have a stronghold on multimedia outlets like No Jumper, like CNN, like the New York Times, thus the reason that Donald Trump filed a lawsuit for $1 trillion against them, just like Andrew Tate did the same thing. And me and my team operate in the human trafficking world. Last year, we brought home 17 women, 4 children who were missing. And ever since I came public with this information, I did the No Jumper interview, and Adam didn't ask me any of the questions that went viral. He didn't do that because he's paid by the same people who are purveyors of things explicit, and they made a very, very erroneous error by saying my name in vain, and now they have to reap the consequences.
Why do you think, I mean, for you, you gave me a statistic earlier. You said there's a woman kidnapped every 41 seconds.
Every 41 seconds, a woman is kidnapped.
Okay. And that is, first of all, terrible. Second of all, thank you for the work you're doing. I can't tell you how many people are out there that, you know, watch, listen, that appreciate that.
For sure.
Because we need more people like you. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the exposure to the pedophilia
yes.
is even more important, you know? And this is not the first time allegations have come out against Adam 22.
No, I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But you made a very valid point I want to expound upon. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the rapper Trippie Redd?
I am, yes.
Adam 22 was on Trippie Redd's tour when Trippie Redd was 16 years old.
Okay.
Trippie Redd was having intercourse with a woman of his same age. Adam 22 snuck in and recorded the video of them having intercourse.
So Adam 22 filmed child porn is what you're
yes.
saying.
Yes. Also, Adam 22 was on Twitter saying he wanted to make a platform where kids could have sex with other kids. Also, Adam 22 was under charges for having sex with an underage girl. You know why I went away?
No, I don't.
Because he comes from a powerful family who owns several multimedia outlets, and his father and grandfather are master masons.
I understand.
So everything is connected, and I have more information that I'm going to, like, what I just told you about, about Trippie Redd.
Yeah.
That's a complete exclusive, simply because Trippie Redd's bodyguard is somebody, shout out Big Hand, him and I are buddies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know things about the private sector or the world, who's going to know more outside of the people who we get paid to protect them?
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Aura Watch. Check out our new polycarbonate skeleton chronograph and ultra thin line watches at Aura.watch. Use discount code RajPods30 for a nice discount on some awesome affordable watches.
Nobody's the answer to that question. And is that, you know, and it kind of leads me there. How'd you get into being a bodyguard? How'd that kind of start?
Like this. So, you know, growing up, my dad made some crazy choices. So one day the FBI come to the house, say it's a threat against his life, threat against my life. I had bodyguards as a kid, you know. These guys trained me. There's no such thing as tough. You either trained or untrained.
That's it.
So, you know, I'm an expert in everything violent, you know, counterintelligence, reconnaissance. I'm highly trained in all firearms. Anytime I go into a room, I got a plan to kill everybody just in case. You know
yeah,
what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? It's not malicious. It's just how I was trained.
No, I understand.
So I became enamored by that. You know, when I got done with football, I started my security business. I knew all of the stars and celebrities. And my attachment to Cleveland is because I was Iman Shumpert and his wife's bodyguard. So I lived here with them. When they won the championship, you know, I was right there. I'm gonna make sure you get all of this footage and receipts so you can air it on the interview.
Yeah.
When you drop the interview.
No, yeah, I appreciate it.
For sure.
I used to work for Ty Lue.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Enzo gave me the rundown on you
already.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, that's all it is. You feel me? So, like, now I'm on my crusade. God sent me to do a job. I will not be stopped.
Yeah, that's how it is. I totally understand that. See, I think it's interesting, though, when you're getting put in different spaces. I've been fortunate enough to interview quite a few celebrities, but absolutely. I have never had the privilege of what you've had, because you see the, you know, it's easy to sit down in an interview with a lot of well-trained media people.
True.
You know what I mean? And have a good conversation, because not a lot of the time it's fake, but I try to break people down if I can, you know what I mean, to make it more real.
For sure.
You know, and I think that's where, for you specifically, I think it's even more interesting, because you get to sit in these spaces where that people don't get to see what's really going on.
Absolutely.
And then how it plays out. But you ain't no bullshitter.
Not at all.
You ain't no fucking bullshitter.
Not at all.
Which is why this whole scenario and what you have going on, it makes, yeah. Right. Look at Filio's eyes sagging a little bit, baby.
Real quick, on behalf of Rise Pie, let me ask you a question.
What's up, let's hear it.
I seen you speak on NDAs.
For sure.
You said they can get you killed or blackballed.
For sure.
Have any NDAs been passed up as far as time-wise where you can speak on them?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I didn't come to the internet with my story until my last two non-disclosure agreements had expired. Once they expired, I still called certain people and got permission.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to come online, because
that's respect right there.
Absolutely. Now look, I didn't speak about anybody that I did solid business with. I just told my story from my perspective. So the people who I spoke on in a negative manner, they deserved it, simply because people are intimidated by celebrities and the power that they hold.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that it's time to raise the level of conversation in our community. It's time to hold certain people accountable. And then you got to be able to delegate, and you got to be able to pass the ball to people who are pillars in their own community. Because if not, you're a narcissist.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up, brother?
Because you've been super exclusive and real.
For sure.
Without putting no name on it.
Right.
Have you fucked anybody you bodyguarded for?
He done been talking about this since an hour before you got here. I want to know.
Just yes or no, because we don't got to.
I've had famous girlfriends.
Okay.
And I'll say this, right?
Go ahead.
You know, when you someone's actual bodyguard and they pay you for per 24-hour basis, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lonely path. So especially if you're a woman. So I deviated my business from dealing with dudes, and I just started protecting females, because if one basketball wife trusts you, you know, ladies communicate. They say, girl, he can't be bought.
Yeah.
So, you know, then your business, my business snowballed after that point. You know what
so
I'm saying?
Are you fucking out the women you say yes to? Is it more basketball wives, music wives, or entrepreneur wives?
It's definitely going to be basketball wives.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. I've been around enough basketball.
See, I don't like dating girls who date like musicians, because all of the musicians I know, they double dip.
Yep, every one of them.
You feel me? And you know, certain sexually transmitted diseases are more prominent in certain communities.
Yep.
I try to avoid that. Point blank, period.
Okay. Hey, big homie.
Big homie's got standards. With that,
he got standards.
That fucking
hey, yo,
he got some goddamn standards.
Let me ask
what
you
that
another
means.
One.
Okay.
Me and Raj listened to a particular Loose Coochie recording where he spoke on how he violates men.
Right.
And he said he put double thumbs in ass.
Right.
Now, I heard that that's California culture.
Yeah, so you know, when you start studying zestology, and like once you become an expert on zestology, you realize these guys run in groups.
No Diddy.
You feel me?
Now, so, zestology running side by side with gay?
You're right. So look, the whole, when I came with the zest monster term,
mm-hmm.
zest monster is somebody who tries to trick or force their ways on somebody.
Like a bully.
Like a bully.
Okay.
So that's why you see people coming out saying, yeah, they took my cakes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A Zest Monster got a hold of them. Yeah.
Damn.
Because what they do is they offer people the chance to get their name in lights.
So when Loose Coochie said, I'm a double thumb.
Yeah.
After I spit in CC butt, I'm a double thumb.
Right. So for him to say something like that.
Right. It's gay.
Super zesty.
Okay.
So, you know, that even gave me added incentive to push up on them to catch
them.
So
you knew once you heard the double thumb with the spit in the ass. That yeah. You had to.
I just want
to
know who the fuck is dumb enough to say that to you. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Look, Filio. Just the internet.
Right.
They don't expect somebody to take it off of the internet.
Yeah. Right? So when you push up, that's physical reality.
In person now.
Right.
And now you got to hold up to that standard you set.
Now, right. Are you familiar being a celebrity bodyguard with right. The thumb in the ass to violate a man and take his masculinity?
Yeah. This is something that goes on often.
Okay.
And this is why I stopped dealing with rappers and singers. And I started pivoting my business because, bro, I'm a real man first, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
You see what I'm saying?
And I appreciate what you said, too, on the you were on. When you were on No Jumper, it's funny. I was listening to this earlier today, actually. Adam right. had the balls. Stupid question. And he said, do you think your girl would leave you for so-and-so? And you're like, ain't no girl leaving me for nothing.
No, I never lost a lady, bro.
Why would you?
I looked in Adam's eyes and I seen the fear in his eyes.
His eyes or ass?
I mean, it was just a dumb fucking question.
I looked in his eyes.
Eyes, okay.
Because at the end of the day, bro, like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not afraid of hell or jail.
So when you
looked
in Adam's eyes, yeah. Did you see fat?
I looked in his eyes. I definitely seen somebody with a sexual deviant personality. Like, I know.
And you're a porn star, you know that, right?
So, you know, being a bodyguard, I ended up on several porn sets.
Mm.
And I wanted to say, you know what? This shit evil. I got to get away from this.
Yes, sir.
And when I looked in his eyes, I seen the same look in his eyes every time we approach a pedophile we done caught red-handed.
So when Adam 22 slut his wife out, that's trafficking, correct?
That's definitely a form of trafficking, but that's porn. Because I'm going to tell you something. Any real pimp will tell you that if he don't have a whore, he'll sell himself.
And I heard that. That's facts.
For sure, that's facts.
I've actually heard, since American Pimp, yes, I heard sir. That.
They're going to do that.
A real pimp, actually, yes. if any of his bitches available,
he's going to sell himself.
He'll sell himself.
For sure. And
Adam and
somebody.
You consider that gay or that's just business?
Oh, that's definitely gay.
Let me change that. My apologies. Philly, you apologize.
Shout out Philly, yo. It's a form of zestology.
Is that zesty or business?
It's zesty business. It's definitely zesty business. And
zesty business is taking place.
And I came to the internet because some form of order has to be restored. Because on Valentine's Day, I seen most of the females with other females.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you know what? I just had a conversation about that the other day.
You know why they doing that?
Uh-uh, tell me.
Simply because in the black male community, we have that small select few who are traditional masculine.
Yeah.
But then those traditional masculine men come under fire because they have certain expectations and standards that they set.
They have boundaries.
They have boundaries that they set.
How do you feel about a masculine woman?
A masculine...
Like, as a man,
yeah.
At your height and your size.
For sure.
A woman has had to challenge you simply because of her masculinity.
Right.
Her single momness.
For sure.
Her... I do it by myselfness, her
absolutely.
Independence.
Absolutely.
How have you, as a man that encountered that,
good question.
What have you realized from a woman that is a single mom, independent, do it by myself, don't need no man, me and my kid against the world, what have you experienced with that?
My experience with that is this. A woman who cannot trust the men around her will take actions into their own hands.
Mm.
Yep. Amen. See what I'm saying? True.
The problem with that is now that alienates them from the guys who they're going to need eventually. Because a woman who's unaccounted for, anything can happen to them.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm.
They have rules in sport so that women and men don't compete with each other simply because a 150-pound woman on a scientific level cannot fight with a 150-pound man without experiencing extreme loss.
Mm.
So what we're watching take place right now is we're watching sexual confusion in all of these communities. And I distinctly remember a lot of ladies saying they did not need this, did not need that. Now, they crossing back over. They don't want to be a man no more. They want somebody, okay, they need this, they need that.
They want to be taken care of.
And I want all ladies to know this. In order to remain safe in this world, no stalker, rapist, or a person who wants to commit violence against a woman wants a hard task. Mm-hmm. And they target people, they target ladies that are unaccounted for. There are 450 active serial killers right now in the United States of America that are being tracked by the FBI.
Wow.
97% of their targets are single women who are unaccounted for.
No shit.
These are facts. You can Google that.
No, I believe you.
Wait.
I believe you. That's crazy.
So, Big Homie.
Yes, sir, brother.
He gave y'all a percentage there. What's the percentage of 41% women that you were telling us earlier?
Right. So just to give y'all some numbers, you know, every 40 seconds, a woman is kidnapped.
40 seconds. Okay.
51% of women in 51% of women experience interrelationship violence.
So a form of abuse.
A form of abuse.
Okay. I understand. And that could be mental, it could be physical, it could be really anything. Very, any form of abuse.
I said violence.
Violence. Okay, so it's going to be physical. It's physical abuse.
I track serial killers for a living. I track stalkers for a living. Me and the guys, when we take their phone,
yeah,
they operate in groups.
Ah, okay.
So there's more than one of them.
None of them work alone. Mm. They all work in groups.
So you decided to take your skills.
Right.
And put them to something amazing.
For sure, because at the end of the day, bro, I'm trained at everything dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a real gang member.
Yeah.
And in order for me to convince my gang to cross over into this path, I had to earn a certain amount of rank and respect amongst them.
Yeah.
So once I was able to show them that we can accomplish this together, you know.
It became a no-brainer.
And the spark of change have been lit. It's going down right now.
I love that you're doing this for all of us because you have multiple ways where you can put your skill set to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, very honorable and notable way to do it. I mean, it really is. And I got to touch on this with you.
Let's get it.
P. Diddy.
Right.
You know what I mean? P. Diddy's going through a lot right now, you know,
right,
as he probably should be. And you spent some time in situations where you had seen certain things, from what I understand.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on what, like, first of all, who told on P. Diddy? How did P. Diddy get caught?
P. Diddy got caught simply because of this. He have a RICO charge because he used private jets to bring people in and out of cities and states to charge other people to have sex with women that he flew in and out.
Yeah.
That violates interstate commerce laws. Now, Diddy is the party man. Diddy didn't come under fire until he tried to sue Diageo, the company who owns Ciroc. Everybody thought Diddy owned Ciroc. He did not. He sued them. Once he sued them, all of these big brands have a board of directors, 5 or 6 billionaires.
Yeah.
He's the party man. He's the middleman between those guys and the ladies. He made critical errors. You cannot continue to be a purveyor of things illicit without ending up in a situation where they come calling for you because he don't like to pay people. He's had several contractual disputes with people, with some of his artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got several calls about this guy. So I got this line on my forehead right now because that African dude who do security for him,
yeah,
he ain't no joke.
Oh, for real?
He hit me in the head with a bottle.
Damn.
Because a group of people I had with me, we attended one of his parties. And Gene Deal, his private security, said that, you know, he brought his girl to a Diddy party. They sipped some champagne, and they disappeared to the car because they got sick. Right.
So what was in the champagne?
They spiked bottles. So here's the thing. They don't spike vodka and stuff like that,
yeah,
because those beverages aren't carbonated.
You can see it.
They only spike champagne. So when Rick Ross had the song, Molly All in Her Champagne, she didn't even know it.
That's why.
Who he learned that from?
Yep.
Diddy was his manager.
Oh yeah, and he lost everything when he put that in the song.
Diddy fell out. You know why they fell out? Because Ross seen how they was partying. That's another exclusive right there.
And that's why Ross stays in Miami and he don't go nowhere.
That's why Ross stays in Miami. He don't move around like that.
Yeah.
Simply because, at the end of the day, the boogeyman is real and I'm outside.
Yeah.
You can ask Enzo. You can ask Flacco, who brought me here to you. I'm somebody they would call a fixer.
Yeah.
I'm who you call when you can't call the police.
Yep.
But I got a sister. I got mamas and aunties. I was raised by strong women. I ended poverty in my family. I ended domestic violence in my family simply because women are the only people on the planet who can carry life.
It's an amazing fact.
All religious books and texts were written by men. There are no quotes from a woman in the Quran or the Bible.
Wow, what an interesting fact.
Think about that.
Yeah, I've never thought about that. That's a very interesting fact.
The Catholic Church has a prayer. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now into the hour of our death. Amen. They acknowledge Mary as being a Mother of God. The mosque, the shape of the mosque, the term mosque reverts back to the word nipple as the giver of life. All of these books were written by men. Who are the best liars on the planet? Men.
Men.
Now, in Genesis, it says that Eve biting the apple created sin. That ain't suspicious to nobody?
Man, it should be.
Somebody show me a quote from a woman in the Bible.
Yeah, it's crazy. I never thought about that.
That's 1601. Crazy. King James and 47 clergymen edited the Bible. Several books was removed. Why is books being removed?
And I always get weirded out too when somebody says, oh, they rewrote the Bible. It's like, how do you rewrite the Bible?
I just told you, King James, 47 clergymen edited the Bible.
Do that become the New Testament?
They removed several books from the New Testament and Old Testament to create the King James
exactly.
Version.
Yeah, the King James Version. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Because,
you know, people don't understand something. I took my education seriously. You know, I was a theology major. I was a psychology minor. I graduated college. I studied the text. Like, my 10,000 hours have been put in. And there are several people in prominent positions who told me that it's time for me to go and release certain things. That's what I'm here for right now.
Could I ask you a question?
For sure, brother.
It's your boy, Philia, with the Dilly. I'm on Rod's Pod.
Let's go.
And I got one question for you, Big Homie .cc.
What's the word, buddy?
What is the, and don't answer me right away because I won't feel respected.
Say love, man.
What's the greatest... You said you guys are 10,000 hours in, right?
Yep.
What's the greatest form of information you can give to people? If it's in phrase, statement, or substance from what you have learned. Listen, let me ask you again. What's the greatest information you can give our people in statement, phrase, or just pure wisdom? Over to you.
Shout out Philio with the Dilio. I'm going to say this. The only black person that has ever come up to have their face on a dollar bill has been who? Harriet Tubman.
That's it.
Harriet Tubman is a legend because niggas was hoes from the beginning of time. Harriet Tubman had to murder several black men in order for them not to report back and tell how she was getting people free. At the end of the day, people like myself, like Philio, didn't make the history books because you the first person that's going to get murdered. You the first person who's going to get drowned. At the end of the day, they always say if you want to hide something, you put it in the book.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is disbanding the Department of Education because 52% of youth in America are not on the proper reading level they're supposed to be on. Now, there's a Negro hymnal called Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low.
In the song, they say, swing low, sweet chariot, pick me up and carry me home. In a Negro hymnal, they're singing about UFOs that they saw in the sky. Then we see the U.S. government come out and they say, look, we are not alone. Some of the stuff we see flying is non-human intelligence. Then we see the
UAPs.
Then we see whistleblowers come out having congressional hearings, releasing information. Then we see our government release a program where you can invest into reverse engineered technology.
Yep.
Then we see the person who ran Lockheed Martin say, we have the technology to take E.T. home. On every continent on the earth, the indigenous population, all are black people, brown-skinned people. Now, it's not suspicious to nobody that throughout the course of history, the white human shows up, and now they're in a rush to colonize and harvest all resources. They're able to organize themselves better than anybody else. Then we see the onset of the Quakers. The Quakers were white humans who did not believe that any other man should have dominion over another man. So then now, this translates to what we're seeing now. When the whole BLM thing took place, we seen white people in the streets of Chicago and every other city fighting police.
They were definitely here in Cleveland.
We're watching an active battle.
BLM being Black Lives Matter, right?
Right. Who funded Black Lives Matter? George Soros.
That's a white or black person?
That's a white person.
Wait. You said a white person funded Black Lives Matter.
Right, because now there's a battle between good and evil.
Okay, go ahead.
Racism is something that can never be defeated because it's an ideology. If you a warrior and you study the art of war, you cannot have war without belief. That belief can never, ever be destroyed simply because you got a group of people who are still mad from the civil rights, from the Civil War era.
So 400 years ago?
Right. So now it's beyond race.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Will you be honest?
I don't think he's racist.
Yeah.
A man who is not honest is prepared to lie.
So and big man, homie dot CC, are you racist?
No, I'm not racist.
Are you prejudiced?
Pull your mic back.
No, I'm not prejudiced.
Now give us more education.
A person that's a racist believes that based off his skin color, he's superior to another human being.
So that brings me to a really good point.
It's flawed ideology.
That's my beef with WAC.
No. Let me finish this. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sitting in front of Raj Pods right now.
Yes, sir. Raj Pod is real.
Raj Pod's real.
He's my brother. I love him.
And when we first got here, his skin tone was normal.
Right or wrong? Right or wrong, Philly? Hey, listen, they didn't want to call. Hey, I'm not going to lie. It was.
Look at his face.
It was. Yeah.
Okay. Now look. Enzo has been somebody who has part-time had to police me over years.
That's my brother.
He's been somebody who's always been somebody who connected dots for people.
He the actual dot connector.
Now, he connected us because if I was prejudiced and he was prejudiced, we couldn't be sitting here.
No way.
That's facts.
Nobody could.
At the end of the day, as Dugar say, it's always a treat when real niggas meet.
That's fact.
Oh, I like that.
Now, fact. When it comes down to it, we all here right now because we have to combat evil.
Hold on, real quick. Hey, Rise, could you say that same line?
No, I can't. I can't actually say that.
No, what Rise can say is,
like Theo Von
said, it's always a treat when real members,
There you go. No, you can't say that. I have a question, though. I have a real question.
Okay.
Because your knowledge is crazy. And if we could all just take a second to appreciate the knowledge, because it's few and far between you have that. So. Sure. There's a lot of people that are very one-dimensional in this world. You're not one of those people, and I find that to be very interesting.
I don't know.
This podcast is brought to you by the Vecmar Corporation. Vecmar, introducing Cashmatic Visual Pay and Cashmatic Self Pay. Visual Pay is an intuitive model and versatile all-in-one ordering system and payment system. It'll allow each retailer to configure the solution best suited to their business and make it available to customers who can conveniently choose, order, and pay directly to the Visual Pay. Decrease shrinkage problems with Cashmatic Self-Pay and take the cash out of your employees' hands with the new Cashmatic Self-Pay. But what I think is like a good question kind of for everybody is, what do you think makes you the most dangerous?
I'll tell you exactly why. Fantastic question, man. That's why I had to come home to the land.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, I appreciate you answering it because I'm really curious now because – And I'll put a caveat on this of being like, you know, it's one thing to...
Caveat is C-A-V-E-A-T for anybody who want to look that
up.
Yeah,
if you want to look it up.
Spelling Bee champion. Hey, man.
But it's one thing to be to have balls of steel. It's one thing to be, you know, to have a certain mindset. It's another thing to be a psychological fucking warrior.
For sure.
And so that's why I asked that question because... it runs definitely, I don't even have to ask that, much deeper with you.
Definitely. And, you know, this is why I get $5,000 every podcast.
Yeah.
Because when you book me on your show, the level of conversation is going to get raised. You're going to be forced to think. I'm going to give you things to go research because at the end of the day, here's the thing. I'm not a perfectionist. I'm not a person who's afraid of hell or jail. I grew up knowing that there will be consequences for everything.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that a man who is a man who's afraid is going to lie. A man with no fear is not going to lie. And I wouldn't be as viral. I wouldn't be taking pictures everywhere I go if I was somebody that people interpreted as to be full of shit.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
For sure.
BigHomie.cc. What's the from Philly, yo. What's the dealio? Can't fuck with a silly hoe.
Hello.
I have a real serious question on Rise Pod.
Break it down.
Is P. Diddy guilty or not?
P. Diddy is 100% guilty.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
No.
Philly, yo. When have we ever seen...
Wait. Are we going off guilty from perception or you being a celebrity bodyguard? That
but it doesn't go. I don't think I've had one thing that you've asked or anybody's asked that's been perception.
I'm saying...
Are you going off your truth as a celebrity bodyguard?
From my own experience and perspective from me being hands-on.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing, right?
Talk to us.
When have we ever seen a RICO case with one person on it?
No. Never have. Ever.
It's always like 7 to 10 people.
Listen, it's your boy Philly O.
And it's always a nice it's raid eight, attached
no,
to it.
No, it's 7 or more people... To create your RICO Act because they need to create criminal enterprise. Yes. So what BigHomie.cc is asking is, when have you ever seen one individual, Sean Puffy Combs, or whatever name he truly goes by, Love Puffy Combs, been indicted under a RICO for one individual, correct?
Facts.
Now go ahead.
Now look, if you go on Philly Yo Instagram right now, you're not going to see no videos of him in a towel.
I don't know about that. No,
how many videos do you see Diddy in a towel, man?
Man, every video. What are you
Why
talking
are
you about?
In a towel?
Yeah, what are you doing? Put some fucking clothes on, P.
Now,
Diddy.
Now, let's list a series of facts. Who was the person who got arrested for being his drug mule on the private plane?
The white guy
who was a basketball player.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
All his charges been dropped. Where is he?
Phew, ain't nobody know that.
Is he at home? Or on Epstein Island?
Yeah, exactly.
He's converted to be a witness.
Yeah, there we go. So he's in the witness protection program, probably.
The man got caught with 6 zips of cocaine and a firearm on a private plane. All charges dropped.
And that was the naked man's dealer.
And you don't just get them charges
then
dropped.
Then the man Diddy, under indictment, he gets arrested with defaced firearms. And then when they arrest him, they didn't lock him up until he was on New York City streets with that sucker in his mouth talking to them white girls
That's
on that street.
True. That's true.
Outside.
Yep.
That's facts.
And when they arrested him, he was locked up. They showed the pictures of the drug Tusi, which is a combination of ketamine, ecstasy, and cocaine.
Yes,
why would you have this under indictment? Because he's used to being protected.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Right after he got indicted, the guy from Abercrombie got indicted.
Mm.
Diddy is the middleman between the billionaires and the party scene.
Yep.
Real quick.
Bighomie.cc.
What's the word, bro?
You realize the things that you say can lead you to assassination or poison? You've been poisoned how many times?
I've been poisoned 3 times. I tested positive for cyanide on 3 occasions.
So on 3 occasions, you've been poisoned for cyanide.
Right.
And yet, you still speak the truth.
For sure.
So you don't care about dying. You care about truth.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of hell or jail, but I'm an insane GD. I'm a real gangster first.
Yeah.
I'm a man first.
Now, is GD growth and development?
Absolutely.
So you believe in continuing to grow?
Yeah.
And continuing to develop yourself?
Right.
To grow wisdom?
Right.
So what we're hearing here is that Diddy is so used to being protected.
Yes.
That he used a combination of drugs and got caught with it.
Right.
That would typically be a form of opiate or Quaalude.
Yeah.
Are you saying that?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
So, hell. Just
continue.
Just to expound on that, shout out Filio, because he added a good content.
Shout out Filio out here.
Me and Raj cooking right now.
Filio is content.
Filio.
Filio don't need nobody. He can have a podcast by himself.
And you that real, and you show me.
I got to hook Filio with Theo Vaughn, see how that conversation goes.
Filio only right here, sitting right here right now, because... When he heard I was coming, he did his own education.
Yeah, shout out Filio, though, for real.
Let me tell him. Bighomie.cc. If you read everything and watch everything on YouTube, you would think that he's being a superhero. This motherfucker, I'm going to say motherfucker because he's my brother now, come with pure videos of loose coochies and loose poochies showing copping deuces, trying to alienate and use Elon Musk teleportation tactics. He come with the
like
facts.
Sorry,
so at that point, I side with
this phone
Will.
Ain't working, baby. Ain't working. What the fuck?
Y'all love me.
My
y'all love
Filio,
no
right
real
now.
Shit.
Y'all, bullshit.
Filio, get him, Filio, get him.
Listen, listen. Sorry, not sorry. Got a tight coochie. So if I see a loose coochie,
you see what's going on.
I can't. Loose coochie. Saying, fuck it all. One thing about loose coochie
and
is.
You get everybody's phone number. Yeah. You can call these bitch ass niggas right now.
He
and
caught
the exclusive footage.
He caught a real Piru that did 18 plus years of beefing with the real 60s. That's some different shit.
Different.
He could have been died in 18 years. And ain't no 60 that he beef with know the John named Loose Coochie. Now,
man.
I ain't gonna lie, Loose Coochie, I'm from Cleveland. I'm a fan of content. I thought when y'all maxed the niggas out at Adam 22 and pistol whip them and Whack 100 said, don't shoot him, Loose Coochie, don't shoot him. I was like, don't shoot him, Loose Coochie. But when I found out you said, you need to be with the money team, Dugar.
Tell them how I got my No Jumper interview.
You got your No Jumper interview because Loose Coochie set it up.
Now,
is that factual?
That's a fact.
And guess what you said, Loose Coochie? Y'all should be doing the money team, getting money
man,
with us.
He wants to be on that money team,
whenever
boy.
I speak
he want to be on that
CC,
money team.
I speak respectfully. And Dugar said, you a fucking lie.
You fucking lie, though.
You can't shit in my cereal and tell me it's cinnamon toast.
You can't shit in my cereal and tell me it's cinnamon toast. That's like me saying you can't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. Hold on.
This is a full circle moment for me right now because first and foremost I'm back home in the land.
Man, let's go, baby. Hey, first of all, welcome back too, man. We're glad to have you,
brother.
We're glad to have you, man.
We'll protect you. We love you,
man.
Bro.
We love you, bro.
I don't take that type of stuff for granted. So I had to make sure when I showed up here that. I made sure that I had the adequate receipts because on this internet, people paint false narratives. And as they paint false narratives, the weak-minded person will take that as a fact.
Facts.
Man, that's the truth, though.
Big fact.
That's
and
a big fact.
If you're
facts.
A man who truly cares about your people and your community, you're going to do the best you can to educate them adequately.
Yes, sir.
Now, I watched Filio approach this situation completely non-biased. And then I took time to greet this man and explain to him the situation.
Yes, sir.
Now, somebody in Filio's position, just like Raj Pa's position, people is going to approach you, but they not going to show you all the true receipts.
Yeah, you.
I've been sitting on these receipts till I got here simply because you have to pay homage.
And I appreciate that because what?
You got to pass the ball. This city showed me love.
And all he's been doing, though, is talking out both sides of his motherfucking mouth. And that's all we know.
I will tell y'all something real quick.
And that's right? Talking out both motherfucking sides of his mouth, talking shit. Now I see receipts. He's out here throwing motherfucking deuces up, talking. He's out here throwing deuces up like, oh, man.
But wait.
It's all good, bro.
Wait, Raj, all good, bro. Listen, y'all.
Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. What the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here, boy.
Raj Pod. Man. Listen, Raj is my brother. Real quick clock content. I did a little bit of time. It wasn't nothing serious. I did 5 years before. He didn't think about sending me no money. So when I got the call from Zoe. A real one, my boy Zoe.
We got Ant in the cut right
here. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got Ant, sorry, not sorry, and Russ. But sorry, Zoe said, I want you to do the exclusive with BigHomie.cc because he coming home and you got the city. I said, it won't be right unless I get Raj Pod.
And I appreciate that. Raj Pod got me on there.
And I called him while I was locked up. For some bullshit, and he came through for me. Long story short, we pregame for an hour, correct, Raj?
We getting it.
I'm about to be super real. Get this shit. I said, this nigga gonna die in 6 months. You can't beef with a nigga like Loose Cannon and Whack. I didn't have the content, and I want to apologize to you. BigHomie.cc, because I thought that you were full of shit.
Right.
Only because your stories seemed so elaborate.
Right.
It wouldn't make sense to be real.
For sure.
But one thing I knew is.
He still gave me the opportunity.
When you got here, I gave you the utmost respect. Right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And immediately, y'all, Big Homie. Pull videos up. And I'm going to tell you what Luz Coochie said. Luz Coochie said, whenever I speak of Big CC, I show the utmost respect, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Filio outrage.
I'm going to tell you
listen, Filio ain't sleeping tonight on this
Let
one.
Let me say this. As a man who really a man of the street, you know. If the tough guys don't greet each other properly and show etiquette and get along, someone's going to die.
True that.
So when I arrived here and I seen how Philia was looking at me, he's like, all right, it's a big motherfucker, but I'm not scared. My girl is here. She not scared.
Yeah, of course.
So for him and her, they like, look, all right, look, whatever they want to do, we can do that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm a man in a leadership role, I'm a pillar in my community. And I wanted to make sure that when they interacted with me, I'm not finna bring no fake shit to them because as a real man, you cannot ask no real man to get involved with no lame shit.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is that's the truth right there.
Hold on, Raj. And I want you to repeat it.
Go ahead.
Because me and you had a talk, and you got to do the same thing.
Go ahead.
BigHomie.cc. It's one of the realest niggas I've ever encountered. You don't got to say niggas.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't repeat that.
Remember,
so.
I can't say that, actually. But I'm going to tell you why, y'all. Because me and Raj, ROG, not ROD, not Raj.
ROG Pods, you already know.
He showed us. I ain't going to lie, y'all. It fucked me up.
Before we did any of this shit.
He showed us Loose Coochie. My bad. Loose.
You don't gotta say your bad. Let me tell you why. You gave him the benefit of the doubt.
I did.
And now you feel disrespected.
I do. So Loose Coochie, you bitch. Listen. You
Philly, you cop. Like this.
Me and Raj actually thought that because of loose coochie and whack one scunny that.
Ooh, that's new.
One scunny. Hey. But listen, no, no. We thought that BigHomie.cc was the one in danger. But after I seen loose coochie trunk the deuce and whack 100 try to teleport, I realized that you're not in danger.
Well, you know what? You know what the other side of this is, though, too, is when what's rare and why that even came up is simply this. It's so rare to see somebody step up in that position, push up on somebody in that position, right, and then make it out. Right? I mean, let's be real, okay? And then the other side of that, though, is the perception, and I've done this long enough to know where...
How long have you been doing?
3 years. Okay, so I've been doing it long enough to know when I see... Yeah, there are two sides to every story. You know what I'm saying? So I have the ability.
It's three sides.
Three sides. Three. His, hers, and the truth. Yours, right? Yeah.
See?
Yeah. 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 Hey, but you know something. But what I'm saying is that seeing what I saw, reading what I read, watching what I've seen, and then also putting into account that Whack 100 spews fucking garbage out of his mouth on a very regular basis.
You didn't believe that. Hey. This is my brother, Rise Pot. When I tell y'all...
This is what I want to happen right here.
The first thing I said was that Rise Pot was my brother.
100%.
But Rise Pot and I... Because
I know if he's telling you that somebody has a brother...
Yeah.
He's not playing.
No, I'm not playing.
Hell no.
Rise Pot, my brother. Listen.
Rise is calling you his brother. He's not
playing. Listen, y'all. Nah. Rise Pot and Filio thought that BigHomie.cc... was a fabricator.
I don't think I'll go that far.
Don't correct me because we had.
I gotta correct you. Whoa! I'm gonna correct you on this part of it though. I don't think a fabricator is a great word. I think the better
sorry,
word.
Sorry, not sorry. Was did we think he was fabricating?
No, we didn't think he was fat. No one said that.
We just thought it was a whole lot of craziness.
Yeah. No. That's too general. No. No.
What did Filio was saying that?
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is what
it's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe
that a man can go up against the allegiance of Doom, Avengers. When me and Rise are respectable.
I'll agree with that. No. I'll agree with that because here's the reality
brothers,
of it.
So I'm gonna be honest.
I'm gonna be honored with you too.
I did not know you was about to bring no fucking. Listen,
I love the voice
I did
crack.
Not know big.
I salute Enzo.
I did not know big homie. He said
on
that.
He ain't known for sitting on.
I did not know that BigHomie.cc was about to bring us
real receipts.
Real receipts.
I mean, the
realest
receipts. Not just real receipts, the realest receipts.
I said he got. Listen, I'm not going to bring my brother Roger into it. I said.
No, you can bring me into it. I ain't afraid. Come on.
I'm not. I said, with these receipts, he ain't making it 6 months because Whack is super affiliated and Loose is a loose cannon. When I found out that Loose Coochie was a Loose Coochie.
We call it Loose right now, live.
Call him live. Move the mic over.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm here to be honest. I won't bring my brother Roger into it.
You can bring anybody into it. We're here for it.
Bullshitting and Loose and
you supposed to. You supposed to.
Because we only hear about them.
You from the field, bro.
I'm from the field for real.
You from the real field.
And I won't fake with you because you ain't because
you can't fake.
I won't.
You don't know how to pretend, bro.
I don't know how.
At the end of the day,
look, we can't get Loose Coochie on the phone.
He ducked.
But what I'm telling y'all
hard.
Is,
he
what
ducked
I'm telling
it hard
y'all
on
is,
that one.
When me and my brother, I won't put his name in it. When me and my brother sit together hour before y'all they got here, I was thinking that one individual was
in. Fantastic.
Here's what's real. No one sits in front of a Roland, in front of a 60s crib, in front of a Pyru, and says what the fuck you said. Ain't nobody do that shit.
Facts.
Ain't nobody do that
shit. No, hey, listen.
That's it. That's real life.
I respect the shit out of you for that. This motherfucker.
That's crazy.
You said it. Look,
you got balls of steel. You're impressive.
He called him.
I harass you every day.
Listen. Listen, y'all.
No.
I'm Filio.
Watch this. I'm gonna text him. Pick up the phone, bitch ass nigga. Watch
listen, he about to text him that. I had to be real with y'all. I didn't know the credibility of BigHomie.cc. I knew he was a celebrity bodyguard. I didn't know to what extent, and I thought some of his stories were fabricated. You know what he did? The second he met me, he said, "You Philly, yo?
Look." Real niggas,
and he showed real shit. No, I could.
He looking at me, I'm looking at him. And I don't ever want him to have to question me from this day forward. Because when I approach him on some business, I don't want him to say, "All right, now look." No.
Yeah, they know like that.
No, because at the end of the day, bro.
This motherfucker solid.
No future in front of me.
Lose coochie and whack bun bunny.
I mean, same.
What's up, faggot shit?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you blew my mind today.
You blew my mind. No, you did.
You blew my mind.
You did.
For real, you blew my mind.
You called it out, his face turned red.
Yeah, you blew my mind. That. You blew my mind.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Once I see you, Philly, yo, begin to get animated. Yo, no, you can tell that he said, "Oh."
Yeah, you fucked up.
Well, I mean, because you got to remember, and that's a perception of the internet.
I'm not going to lie to you. We don't know internet from reality.
You approach this shit completely unbiased.
I didn't have no side.
At the end of the day, the story that I'm telling.
No, you showed us.
It seemed like, all right now.
No, he your brother now. One thing I tell you about, if Rod's your brother, he's your fucking brother.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
That's my brother.
That's how I do it.
Enzo, my partner. That's my brother. I won't side with nobody else.
Enzo said, "Hey, when you get here, do what you did for me."
No, you did it.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. But
I'm telling you, big homie.
Move that mic over.
Big homie, listen. That's my fucking brother.
Move the mic to the middle.
Though, that's my partner. I'm going to crash out about him.
I'm going to crash out about y'all. There's nothing to talk about.
And when you said...
we all on the same page.
When you said, when you said I heard Wack disrespected Juice, so for that reason... I got to holler at
him. Well, that's the first thing I said when we talked. Like,
so order.
When no, we talked, that was the first thing brother, I said. Man. I said, anytime I get a chance.
But homie, homie.
Yeah.
What's up, big bro?
I respect you.
Likewise, bro.
That's my brother.
But you got your woman here.
I respect you. That's my brother.
And when I got here, you gave me the opportunity to
Yeah, but that's no, a, but, the cool, that. But the cool part is about
respect
the...
Respect have to be earned.
There you go.
Look, I told Zoe.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Zoe wanted me to be right there.
So now.
That's not 100%.
Me. I'm a reporter.
For sure.
That's my brother.
But when I came to you about the business,
give me a knocking, baby.
When I came, I'll get it right here. When I came to you about the business, I didn't do that until I showed you how to show you.
No,
but the crazy thing, I think, more than that,
you did some unbelievable shit.
The crazy,
hey, I'm gonna be honest.
The crazy thing about the receipts,
he didn't believe that shit. Hey, we was confused. We were, be honest.
Well, no, when we were sitting here, and I'm just, you know, because
when you say Loose Cop do this. No, get this on record.
I almost vomited when I saw it.
No, for real. Rise Pod.
I couldn't believe it.
Hey, Russ, we on recording?
Shout out, Russ.
Yeah, we're good.
There's more footage, though.
Wait. Rise Pod, you my brother.
Yeah.
I go down with you.
Yeah, of course.
50 verse 2.
Yeah, we're here for it. You know that.
Did you believe that he was as real as he was?
I don't think I don't think anybody could rightfully sit here and say without seeing the receipts that they could actually say that's true.
No.
Yeah. There's no way.
Raj.
No.
Right, wait.
No, because but at the same time, on the other side of that too, you can't sit here and watch and you got to look at it this way. You watch anything on the internet without receipts, anybody can sit here and talk shit. You know what I'm saying? I can sit here and tell everybody I had sex with Beyonce last night.
What I'm saying is you my brother. What
I
mean?
But I didn't.
Wait. I got, because I only had two questions. I didn't believe his bullshit. He was real.
Yeah.
Once you seen the real, did it fuck you up?
Like I said, I almost threw up, bro.
Fuck you up that loose coochie.
Yeah, goddamn. Goddamn.
Now we got to pass you a sorry, not sorry. But I just sent to all of them
first.
Yeah.
All the unreleased, she got it right now.
She got it on that right now.
So I'm gonna say this right now. I want everybody to know this. When it come to me, I'm the person your favorite celebrity call when they can't call the police, bro. Mm-hmm. And I take it very seriously when men of positions trust me with their life. And I get paid a lot of money per interview.
Yeah.
And I told Enzo, look, bro, they gotta pay. But Enzo said, brother, how much have I done for you? I said, bet. He said, I need you to do this, and we're going to set off a chain of events. So we're going to patch you in sorry, not sorry, because all of the exclusives, all of this information, sorry, not sorry, got the exclusives.
And this is all the reason why my face is fucking red, because I can't believe that
shit. It ain't no man alive who gonna try to push up on me without knowing two things. My life is in danger, and dude and his homies is not finna play.
Yeah.
Phone them. So look, I'm finna go get me a drink.
Yeah, do your thing.
We got sorry. Hey, Filio. Yeah? I'm finna give me a drink, and I want you and Sorry Not Sorry to run down all of this footage.
Run it down.
And break it down to what happened.
Break it down.
Okay. That's why Enzo brought me here.
Hey, yeah. Cool. Your drink now. You know break it down, break it down, break it down.
Hey, yo, our sponsors.
BigHomie.cc about to get it.
Shout out to our sponsors. He sent me a lot of them. There's
yep. Like, hold on. Check out Automotive Customs in Valley View, Ohio, 5440 Warner Road, Valley View, Ohio, 44125 to check out their new $49.99 oil change special, up to 5 quarts, and check out their new holiday specials as well. Check out Automotive Customs, 216-232-4158. Call for more.